Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
It's a man's world out there. Women can spend a lot of time comparing themselves to the life path that men take. But let's face it, very few women actually have a comparable journey. So why do we continue to compare ourselves to men in this way? And I have to tell you, while I'm reflecting on this, there is a song on repeat in my head, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. You know the one, and I'm not going to sing. But what am I talking about? Well, let's start with what the journey looks like for men versus women. The career of men is commonly a linear trajectory. They work in a role, get a promotion. Work in that role, get another promotion, and so on. The journey of a man looks rather simple, natural, and linear. In most cases, the next step is obvious, it's clear, and over time, it will happen. The journey of a woman tends to be more of a rather messy and squiggly line. For many reasons, our path has multiple stops and starts, sideways moves, backtracks, startovers, and reinventions. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to assure you right now, there is nothing wrong with a squiggly line. But too often, we make ourselves feel bad about our life and our career simply because the path we're on looks different. Often, the path for women is not pretty to look at. It's not simple. It's not a tidy straight line. In most cases, the next step is not clear. And because of this, we spend time reflecting and defining for ourselves what that next step might look like. The path for women is messy and squiggly. And for this reason, I think it's time we stopped making ourselves feel bad and started to celebrate how squiggly we actually are. For starters, your journey is unique to you. Your experiences won't look the same as anyone else's. Your squiggles don't look the same as your sister's or your friend's. So celebrate your unique path and stop comparing yourself to others. By virtue of comparison, we're creating unnecessary pressure and negative thoughts start to creep in, because that's what comparison does. That's why we tell our kids not to do it. Instead, we encourage our kids to do their best, to stay true to themselves. So as women, we need to start taking our own advice. Stop comparing your journey and the path you've taken to those around you, whether they're male or female. There are so many reasons why our path is messy and squiggly. Each of those loops represents another milestone in our lives. For example, and this is probably obvious, consider the interruptions to the journey that having a family can impose. Whether you're a career woman or not, stopping and starting paid work or your study to have children creates moments of change on the path. Then, there are moments when we start something only to discover that for whatever reason, that something isn't right for us. For example, when I was a teenager or a young adult, I was adamant I wanted to be a neuropsychologist. I wanted to work in rehabilitation from brain injury, and I studied it at university. But life had a different path for me. I simply wasn't good enough to get into the postgraduate studies that I needed to pursue this career, and so began the first squiggle in my line. Another reason our lines are a little messy and squiggly is that we carry a load that can distract us. Men can achieve their career success without carrying the same mental load that women do. With the Lean In movement, we've been told that we can take our seat at the table. But in reality, that seat isn't as simple to sit on as a man's. Men can turn up for that meeting and literally sit at the table, not having anything else on their mind except the agenda being discussed. Women, however, sit at the same table, and while participating in the meeting, they're planning the grocery shop, dinner, wondering if the soccer uniform's clean for the game tonight. They might even be planning a catch-up with friends and so on. The mental load that women carry every moment of every day is different to men. It affects how we progress on our path. It's not simple, and it makes our line a little bit more squiggly. Also, women are more inclined to seek fulfillment for what they do. If we're on a career path, we get to a moment where we wonder if this is really it, if this is all there is. Isn't there more I ought to be doing? And so we're willing to take a moment to rethink and reassess the path that we're on. Maybe we take a sideways step or a backward step to ensure we have greater fulfillment in what we're doing. With squiggly paths, we need to stop expecting the same outcome as men. We need to rethink our journey and what we expect and want for ourselves. I had one young mum ask me recently, "How can women achieve career success?" And my initial response to her was to say, "Well, what does success look like for you?" She was an architect in a firm, and naturally she was thinking about making it to partner level where she worked. I pointed out this might be the path her male colleagues are on, but having just had her first baby, was this the path she really wanted for herself? And so I asked her, what if success is becoming the go-to on eco-design, or winning awards for social designs, or even being the point person for large urban projects? There are different ways to define success. Becoming the topmost senior manager isn't always the right definition. So we need to stop expecting the same outcomes that men achieve. We need to accept and even more be proud of our own journeys and our own outcomes. They're squiggly and they're different, but they are just as rewarding. What does your path look like? Maybe your journey isn't a full-time career. Maybe your journey will always be a juggle of family or volunteering and some paid work. What's really important is that you find joy and fulfillment in that journey, showing up for yourself and your family the way you want. I invite you to think of your own path. What does it look like? And ask yourself, what does success look like for you? Do you want to explore your squiggly line? I invite you to consider working with me. You can book a free discussion with me and find out more about my coaching and my programs, and I'll put the link in the bio. But this is our moment, ladies. This is our moment to celebrate our squiggly lines.